Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, sunny with a high near 43. Tonight, snow likely, mainly between 1 and 4 a.m. The chance of precipitation is 70%. New snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. And on Wednesday, a 30% chance of snow before 7 a.m., mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 33. And in the news, today we welcome back George Penn from Madison, representing Wisconsin United to Amend, which will have a measure on the city of Viroqua ballot for the spring election with the goal of getting big money out of the political process. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Monday, we presented some historical perspective on United to Amend's initiative. Today, I hope you can speak to what voters can expect if it passes.
Yes, thank you very much, Jim, for having me on. And as I suggested yesterday, we have a lot of work to do. And what we are doing is working on referendum like this, as well as working with religious communities and other society communities to get a constitutional amendment passed that allows us to start regulating the big money in politics. And next week, on the ballot you have there in Viroqua, is an opportunity for the citizens to chime in on whether or not they'd like to see this happen by the referendum that would be on the ballot. And once you pass that referendum, and none have ever failed, we have an average of 81% yes votes on these referendum. That's why I say once it passes, we'll have another of community that's asking our state to make the call for a constitutional amendment. I don't have time to talk to how that happens, but the point is it needs to be coming from the states, and our state has not made the call. And so we're going to keep building this movement, working with citizens who understand, all citizens understand this money is a problem, and we have to make sure they understand that they have a part in making it happen. And that's why we're going to keep passing these referendum. We're going to be talking to faith communities, the service communities, like the Rotary Club and whatnot, and any other community to try to educate the people so that we can get our democracy back and get control to the people. We, the people, need to be in charge, not the money that buys the elections. So that's what we're going to keep doing. And we'll be going to be looking in other communities in Vernon County. And we're working with some communities already right now put the ballot, put this on their ballot as well. And then we're going to just keep doing that and working with people. And then the time's going to come when we're going to have a legislature that we can go to and say, why don't you become the 23rd? So 22 states have made this call. We haven't. So we're going to try to be number 23 state that calls for this amendment. And I hope that people will continue to pay attention to this, because the money's not going to get any less. The Supreme Court race that's on there, record in the country, it will be twice. The amount spent might be twice. It's almost twice now, as much as the last record for a Supreme Court race. That doesn't serve the people. They should just be agreeing. The courts shouldn't even have that kind of money, because they're supposed to be nonpartisan. So I thank Jim for allowing me the opportunity to talk to you, because it's important that we all participate in democracy. Democracy means demos and kratos, the people rule. That's what democracy means. And we are the people trying to rule.
Okay. Thank you very much, George Penn. We've been talking to who represents Wisconsin United to Amend, discussing the effort to get big money out of politics in the upcoming spring elections. Thanks again, George, for joining us.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you all the Viroquians. Bye-bye.
And thanks to listeners for tuning in today. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.